Bill's Corned Beef Loaf. And that's a quarter past seven.
What more can I say? I'd die for you, cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along. With all the words dear at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may.
But
my heart is yours. What more can I say? I'd try for you.
But
cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to be. Until the real thing, the one ideal thing, until the real thing comes along.
But Joe, you're a crazy man. Bakshish. Baker's Deluxe Dutch Process Cocoa. Here's a great hot weather drink. You make some cocoa, make some syrup with this Baker's Deluxe Dutch Process Cocoa and put a tablespoonful of it in a nice glass of cold milk. And there's a nutritious drink that's delightful. Baker's Deluxe Dutch Processed Cocoa will make you the most wonderful chocolatey. Oh, boy, it'll revive your love for cocoa. Baker's Deluxe. And it doesn't cost too much. And it's good stuff. In fact, it's richer by far than the finest imported cocoa's ever offered around here. Baker's Deluxe Dutch Processed Cocoa. The weather today is going to be hot and you and Gookie, just like yesterday. Might get a thunder shower or so here and there to clear things up, but only temporarily. See, the next two or three days it's going to be just as hot as this. Damn. Very damn. But there's nothing we can do about it. You must read Everett Morris's story in the Herald Tribune on the races at Larchmont yesterday. So-called races. By golly, I never saw anything so trying on a man's nerves in all my days. I never did. It isn't enough to sit there, be calmed and sweat, but you got to sit there and watch other guys get breeze and take them around you while you sit there as though you were at anchor. Oh, me. Such business. I move we change Larchmont race week to the 15th of September. It's always blowing in. Have a couple of nice hurricanes in the middle of it. If it is the one thing, it's, you can't win. You just can't win. Honolulu, that would be the place to go for Larchmont race week. The wind is always the same out there. Every day you got a 15-mile wind, and it's an easterly, and you know it before you start. It's delightful. It's beautiful. Out there, easterly winds don't mean the pew that it means here. And every day you know that you'll have a nice breeze and that it'll be such a strength that you'll go just such a place. Oh, I suppose that gets monotonous, too. I don't know. Lately, I notice a growing tendency among readers of weather reports to scoff at the weatherman. Take a sort of a morbid glee in finding his predictions faulty, even if it means getting caught. I don't know Where is this? Oh, this is Francis. I don't know who in the world it was. Francis somebody. That is it, though. Everybody takes great glee in tripping up the weatherman. Let me tell you something. Those boys do a pretty doggone good job. Pretty doggone good. Local conditions, sometimes they miss, sure. Because the darndest things happen. But for the overall picture, they do a pretty good job. Pretty darn good job. 7:21. 21 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moaned the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy that I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Gentlemen, if your shave, your daily shave, is anything but a joy, it could be the razor, you know. And I'm telling you, the most delightful razor I ever bumped into is a thing you buy for 49 cents and you get five blades with it, and that's an Ender's razor. I'm serious about that, boys. It's the most delightful thing to shave with you ever tried, and the combination with Barbasol shaving cream just can't be beaten. You guide this razor through your whiskers. You don't scrape or pull or push it. It's almost impossible to cut yourself with it. You cannot clog it. There's nothing to take apart. It is utter simplicity. It's the most delightful razor I ever used in my life. An Ender's, 49 cents with five blades at any good drugstore. The Lexington Hotel drugstore has plenty of them if you buy there. Incidentally, there's a nice, cool place to drop in and see a little of old Hawaii, down in the Hawaiian room of the Lexington. Every once in a while, they put on a big thunderstorm in there for you to cool things off. Very nice. Cold drinks served in coconuts. Yeah. Oh, no, my. That's good. Even sounds cool.
Ha'ina ya mai. Anna kapu ana ea. Ehe kumi o ke kai. Baki tika ea.
Anna ia mai. Anna kapu ana ea. Ehe kumi o ke kai. Baki tika ea.
It's 7:25. That's the coolest thing I can think of. I felt better right then just thinking about it. At Waikiki, getting on a surfboard and climbing aboard one of those breakers way, way out yonder. Those breakers start way, way off, half a mile or more out, way up a Diamond Head. Get on one of those things on your surfboard and ride all the way into Waikiki. Believe me, that's cool. I guess that's all right. 7:26. Thank you, my boy. What's the day? The 20th of July? This is the day in 1861 that says here that the first serious engagement in the Civil War took place on the line of Bull Run Creek, Virginia, and culminated on this date. 7:13. Bull Run Creek. Not Bull Run Creek, just Bull Run. A run is a creek. A run is a small creek. If you're up there without a paddle, brother, it's the same thing. 7:26. I got something else here for hot weather. Make some nice sandwiches. Stallmeyer canned meat spread. Liverwurst. Ham. Corned beef. Tongue spread. By golly, they're good. Stallmeyer canned meat spread. They have a delightful, fresh flavor that you just... You'll be amazed at the taste of this stuff. It does taste so good. So fresh. I asked them the secret one time, and they said, well, we put fresh meat in a can. 7:27. Stallmeyer, S-T-A-H-L hyphen Meyer. It's a red, white, and blue label. Never hesitate to buy it. Minutes past 7 o'clock. You ever see a column called Duffy's Cavern? Duffy's Cavern? There's a printer's error in the society column. Mr. and Mrs. Percy Ashcraft will entertain at open house Sunday from 3 until tight. It says that there's a story going around about an absent-minded old maid who, when she went to make a cup of tea, put the kettle on the armchair and sat on the stove. And even then, she didn't know she was coming to a boil until she started singing. That's a printed column. The volunteer firemen of Kings Park, Long Island, will begin their annual fair today. The fire department has built a miniature railroad for the children. It's called the Fireball Express. The Invaders AC of East Northport, Long Island, are playing the Petchogue AC tonight. The baseball game will be played on the East Northport Diamond at 8:45. The proceeds will go to the Invaders Welfare Fund. And here is a message for high school graduates still undecided regarding their future. Stop in at your nearest U.S. Air Force recruiting office and obtain full details on a communications career with the largest communication system of the United States Air Force, the AACS. If you can meet the general qualifications, you will be eligible to attend the finest radio and radar technical schools in the world at government expense and get good pay while you learn. It's 7:30. Make it so. WCBS, WCBS FM, the music's recorded. The latest in the Berlin War of Nerves is a report in the British licensed press that Russian occupation troops have been ordered to cut all rail switches into the city if there's anything resembling blockade running by an Allied train. And the Russian press says the Soviet Union may be able to provide electricity as well as food for the blockaded sectors by shipping in coal from Poland. General Clay lands in Washington today for talks on the German situation with President Truman and other administration leaders. Washington observers say our government's attitude right now is stay in Berlin, but don't do anything to provoke incidents. In New York, the entire governing board of the American Communist Party has been indicted for wanting to overthrow our government by force. 7 of 12 men named have been arrested and will be asked to post bail in federal court this morning. Among them, National Communist President William Foster and City Councilman Ben David. The communists say the whole thing is a political plot to embarrass Henry Wallace. 3 city commissioners have been ordered to Brooklyn's Supreme Court today to show cause why they should not be stopped from dumping garbage in Marine Park. City plans to use the dumping ground for a golf course. The second weekly blast in the Battle of the Beaches comes from the Rockaways tonight. Queens Beach Resorts have called their weekly Wednesday night fireworks display the Rockaways Salute to Coney Island, a one-time great beach. But Coney Island officials don't seem worried. They say any time the bunch from Rockaway wants to see good fireworks, they can come to Coney Island on Tuesday night. 7:32, 27 and a half minutes to be exact, until 8 o'clock. The temperature right now is 72. The humidity 88, the barometer 29.8 and falling. The wind is south at 3 miles. That's the way it was all day yesterday. Only it could come from any point of the compass you choose. Oh, brother. 27 minutes too late. Right through the dead spots. And this breeze got to be pretty pretty cute, maybe about 8-9 miles or something. And he gathered way and he came busting down there toward the finish line on hard on the port tack, close hauled. And this was a gorgeous thing. And as he went by, he swiped the breeze from 15, 20 smaller boats at a time. And we just lay there and shivered and luffed and cussed and swore and sweat. Oh, brother, that was a mess yesterday. That windward leg, it made me 5 years older. Look at the gray hairs here I got from that thing yesterday. I'd be a son of a gun. Our first mark is a big black bell off execution. I very carefully figured out a thing to make that on the starboard tack. See? No, on the port tack it was, yeah. It was on the port tack. Some of the boats went on the port tack and went way down off here from the starting line. Others took the starboard tack and went way over against the Long Island shore. I took the starboard tack for just a little bit and got in the middle. See, here were all these fellows going down to the right, to the westward. And here's a whole bunch going off to the southern, see, southeast. So I took a middle course, and I'm fetching the mark. I can't miss. I'm number one boat, there's no question about it. All these guys are way down to leeward. All these guys are way up there. Look like they've gone off on a cruise. And I'm on the tack that takes me closest to the mark. I'm the number one guy down there. Donovan was along and a couple other guys too, but I went through them and had them all fixed there, see? I had these guys just where I wanted them. So what happened? So the wind dies. The wind dies, I'm within 200 yards of that thing. I die. So the breeze comes from the and brings these guys from way down in the south, you know, who went off on a cruise. Here they come, and they go through it. And then it skips over, and it goes over and gets this mob from over in the west and brings them in. And then we all hold a conclave around that first weather mark. There must have been 100 boats gathered around that mark at one time. I was almost ready to drop an anchor to keep the tide from taking me away from there. And then when the breeze comes in, what happens? The guys that got there last got the breeze first. Well, certainly. Because they're on the outside fringe of everything. Oh, there ain't no justice.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who.
Ain't nobody running that breeze.
I wonder who it can be.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great game. Great game. That's where you learn patience and fortitude, you know? Yeah. I'll tell you what we can do. We can always grab an Eastern Airlines Constellation and go to Louisville. 3 hours and 29 minutes. What for, I don't know, but maybe they got some breeze over there. I don't know. Why don't you plan now to fly Eastern Airlines on your next trip? Eastern Airlines, the great silver fleet, manned by one of the world's most experienced pilot organizations. Captain Eddie Rickenbacker's outfit. Call Murray Hill 63100 for reservations. Eastern Airlines. The Great Silver Fleet. One call to Murray Hill 63100 does it all, you know. They've got that reservation thing really fixed up properly. Who's Maggie Arlen going to have for a guest this morning? Ruth Fox. She pronounces it Fox, but she spells it Faux. F-A-U-X. Fox Pass, you know. There's a young lady who has lived in South Africa for a long while. She knows a lot about weather in the tropics, and she's convinced that we have tropical weather in New York in the summertime. So if you think we haven't, you listen to Margaret Arlen this morning and listen to a gal tell you how hot it is here. And on 9:15, it'll be Bill Leonard. He's going to have Dr. Thomas Gooker, who will tell you how your fight against polio is progressing. Your friend Godfrey is going to be Mr. Helpful and give out with a tip to householders who could use some new furniture, like a chest of drawers, maybe. Or a bookcase or some straight chairs. Here's what you do if you don't want to spend a lot of money. Buy inexpensive pieces of unpainted furniture. You'll find them in most of the department stores. And finish them yourself with Sapolin Wax Effect Stain. Now, wait a minute. This is as smart as it sounds. Be sure you have that name now. Sapolin Wax Effect Stain. Waxed Effect. Sapolin Wax Effect Stain. This stain penetrates down into the grain of the wood, actually becoming part of the wood itself. Gives the wood a protective finish, brings out the beauty of the grain, and you can match up these new pieces with the furniture you already have, because Sapolin Wax Effect Stain comes in authentic hardwood colors. Salem pine, colonial maple, dark oak, Cape Cod maple, walnut, dark mahogany. It's easy to use, and you'll be mighty proud of the results. The Sapolin Wax Effect Stain is also good for newly laid or scraped floors. It's made by the makers of the famous Sapolin house paint, and it is sold in paint hardware and department stores. Look for the big white brush on the Sapolin label.
Well, I was down behind the hen house on my knees, and I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Oh, well, it sneezed so hard where the whooping call. And it sneezed his head and his tail right off. Hey, my Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Lordy, lordy, lift your baby.
Yes, you shall be.
You know you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you free. I was flying down the road, tired team and a heavy load. Cracked my whip and a lead horse strung and a high horse busted the wagon some.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Lordy, lordy, let me, Mona.
Yes, you shall be.
No, you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you free.
The good Lord sets you free. The good Lord sets you free. The good Lord sets you free. You like iced coffee? You like iced coffee, get yourself some A&P coffee, and you have a coffee, or you have a cool, bracing drink that tastes like coffee. A&P coffee. Make it hot, make it good and strong, and pour it over a glass full of ice cubes. Get that A&P Bokar coffee if you like a really good, cold glass of coffee that tastes like coffee. A&P Bokar. America's favorite coffee by millions of pounds. Well, time to shove off now. Do a little something for Washington. See you again at 11 o'clock on a Chesterfield show. The Arthur Godfrey Program is a feature presentation of WCBS and WCBS-FM, New York. Stay tuned for Harry Clark and the early morning news. WCBS brings you now the 15-minute news period designed to cover all local, national, and international developments. First of all, you'll hear Harry Clark with New York's most listened-to morning news program. And then at 8 o'clock, it's CBS World News Roundup with reports from CBS correspondents everywhere.